Oh, but that's what I was talking about.
Look out now. Come back by way of Smoky Mountain.
What was the other one that you said you didn't send?
Cherokee.
Cherokee.
North Carolina.
That must be right across the line.
And then we went by, we came through Atlanta, went to see Martin Luther King's grave. What is it, Urban Center or whatever? Yeah. What does she have? Social Changes Center or something, Mrs. King has. The church, Ebenezer Church, and we saw the place where he was buried. And at that time, I'd heard about the underground. And we went during the day. There was no activity there at all, but I can't see how it would be appealing.
Just one or two.
I can't see how it would be appealing at any time.
You had to help me walk the street, somebody walking the trail. You want to bow, watch. Be careful of those kind of people.
Taking
like that one time at the bus station down the door.
That moved me away.
What was it called? $100. I put
the thing on it.
Probably
got it out of Cracker Jack,
bud.
Well, he proved you.
Well, by that time I was young and experienced.
That young?
Yeah.
I've never been that young. Not my money. Not my money.
You could go for a long time in Atlanta, not repeat yourself, like going to restaurants or lounges or whatever.
You know, for the South, I liked it, but only the visit. I don't think it's just where I did it. To me, it's a comparison with New Orleans. Go down there and go out every day and never come to the same place twice.
It's larger. It's larger.
What they call in the military, we had ninth, but now it's called Little New York.
Which one?
Atlanta.
What?
That's about
right. Back to you. What was that when we were talking about shorts that your husband whispered?
Shorts. No, hot pants.
Is that the same thing?
I assume, hot pants are very short, yeah.
Okay. You
want to
go ahead?
I beg your pardon?
You want to go ahead with
me? Fine.
Okay. And we were talking about clothes that you might get from a neighbor. You said those would be?
Well, the ones that were... hand-me-downs. That's all I can remember.
Okay. Do you have any slang names for very fashionable, good-looking, expensive clothes?
Chic. Elegant.
What about some nouns for the clothes themselves? Those are some nice looking ones.
I don't know if I have any nouns.
Okay, threads, rags.
I've heard the names, but I don't use them.
Which
one? I've heard of both threads and rags.
What about, let's say, if you wanted to store your winter clothes, perhaps some kind of bag that you might put the clothes in for storage? Would you have a name for that?
Storage bag.
Okay. Let's say if you were taking a flight somewhere, the sort of bag that you would put your formal dresses and suit in for the flight.
One of those things. Maybe carry-all. I can't remember.